The challenge is how to describe John Paul II's extraordinary quarter century as Pope.
Commentator Gustav Niebuhr.
A new book by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops chronicles those 25 years in pictures, showing the Pope with the famous like Lech Walesa, Mother Teresa, and Vladimir Putin, and the humble Japanese schoolgirls, Italian steelworkers, and a very small boy in the Sudan. But there's one more photo I would like to have seen, as it would have captured the Pope's focused boldness and the force of his convictions and personality. I'm thinking of the moment he persuaded an American governor to spare the life of a convicted murderer on death row. High drama it was, and as counter to popular politics as one can imagine. The episode took place on a winter night in January 1999 in St. Louis. The Pope's visit there originally happened to coincide with Missouri's plans to execute a convicted murderer. But before John Paul arrived, the state's Supreme Court rescheduled the execution, setting a later date. However, the Vatican hadn't forgotten about it. In St. Louis, the Pope spoke to a crowd of about 100,000 people, calling on Catholics to be unconditionally pro-life, which he said included rejecting the death penalty. Modern society, he said, has the means of protecting itself without definitively denying criminals the chance to reform. The key event happened that evening, after an interfaith prayer service at St. Louis's Catholic Cathedral. John Paul stepped away from the altar, blessed some children, and approached Governor Mel Carnahan, who was sitting in the front pew. Speaking one-on-one, the Pope asked him to show mercy to the condemned man. The next morning, the governor signed an order commuting the sentence to life without parole. Now, that decision couldn't have been easy. Polls then and now show a large majority of Americans favoring the death penalty. Mr. Carnahan was among them. He had presided over 26 previous executions. What's more, the man whose sentence he commuted had been convicted of the ambush shooting of three people in one family, hardly a poster boy for an act of clemency. The decision aroused a lingering controversy in Missouri politics. To be sure, the Pope has a unique status as head of a worldwide church. But the larger point here is that ostensibly secular society still accords religious leaders a certain moral authority, which is most obvious when they take risks to use it. Speaking for people at society's margins, or even those beyond the margins like convicted killers, is no way to be popular, which is why not many politicians do it. But there are some people who will regard the Pope's action as the voice of a prophet.
Gustav Niebuhr is a visiting fellow at the Center for the Study of Religion at Princeton University.